This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 167. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray. It's a new year, 2024. New year.
Is it new year, new you? It's
no.
No. I don't even like that saying. Why do people keep saying that? Also, when people are like, see you next year, it's like, I don't like that.
Those jokes are old. I feel like it's just not funny anymore. We've used them for like 60 years.
Ever.
It's not funny.
Ever. Yeah, it's not funny at all.
No, definitely not a new me for sure. I am in a new location today because I am going to my first game at Madison Square Garden tonight to watch my Chicago Blackhawks take on the New York Rangers. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
That's going to be so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully yeah. I get a little more awake. I brought Ringo on this trip, the dog. It's been a little stressful for him in a new environment. Lots of sounds and noises and a lot of barking. So hopefully he'll do okay when I leave him for a couple hours with our friends. I don't really have a choice. I mean, I'm going tonight. So we'll see how that plays out because then I'm hopefully going to go to the Blackhawks Devils game tomorrow night. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Ringo, if you start, it has been a lot.
Oh no. Oh no.
Just a lot of barking and a lot of emotions for him in a new place. But anyway, I'm excited to go to the game tonight and can't wait to experience all the magic at MSG.
I'm very excited for you, and I know I'm going to get a video or a video on Instagram of your little recap. Love those.
Oh, yeah. Got to recap the whole experience of attending the game and obviously going to go for warm-ups and do the whole thing. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Did you watch the Winter Classic?
No, I was working.
Oh,
but I was watching updates. And yeah. I did like their outfits. I always like the outfits. I like the outfits. I like the walk up with the fish flying everywhere. Unreal.
Those were real fish too.
Yeah, that was unreal.
And the timing to do that and with the fire, it was maybe the best walkout ever on a the Winter Classic.
Yeah, it might be.
Best home team walkout, I think. Memorable.
I think so.
I watched the Winter Classic, and I mean, it wasn't that exciting of a game, really. I know, you know, I listened to the whole broadcast because, of course, it was on my favorite channel, TNT, and the guys calling the game were Kenny Albert and Eddie Olczyk and Panger, and like they had the whole squad there. Jackie was there, the whole team, but they were saying that the players reporting that the ice was slow.
So
there was a little bit of challenge with then, you know, you're having to change your style of play a little bit to adapt to the slower ice. And I mean, but Seattle had an incredible game and Vegas had a lot of chances. There was a lot of excellent shots on goal and plays being made that just weren't going in. Great for the sport. Great for Seattle hockey fans. The stadium was full and packed, and it was good to see.
Yeah, I like the stadium. I like the atmosphere of it. They did that cool drone shot where like it was like going in and out. Like that was really cool. I was watching Jackson Olsen. He's on the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he was there. That was really cool. I liked watching his updates. He's a really good content creator, so I like him.
Yeah, they had a whole day for the content creators to come out and skate on the ice. And then, of course, they were, you know, at the game and filming content. What else happened that day? Oh, yeah. The PWHL started.
They're doing a lot of marketing for that. I'm very proud.
There's a lot of content coming out. If you're following their social channels, there's a lot of social media content hitting the internet, and it's very exciting to see. I still have a lot of mixed thoughts about the league, though. Do we want to get into that first, and then we can talk more NHL headlines?
Oh, we can. I just like the fact that I think that's why maybe I had a dream about playing in the league, because I've been seeing so much of it. But I have to say, I was like, is Megan Keller my new favorite?
Clearly, she's in your dream. Tell everybody, I should read the synopsis of your dream. It was
Just read it.
It was written so perfectly. Breezy, oh, it's on our group text. It's Breezy just texts, guys, I had the weirdest dream last night. That's it. No context. Then she sends, apparently I played in the PWHL and it was my first game and I didn't have any gear, like straight up street hockey style gear. And this girl I work with gave me a stick, but it was just the blade. And she said it was the trick to the perfect shot. Then Megan Keller sat next to me and we talked about the conspiracy theory that Princess Diana is still alive. So that's where Breezy's at, everybody.
Where does that even come from? I just don't even know. I am a conspiracy theorist, don't get me wrong, but like that one specifically.
Very specific.
And like, how did I like dream that randomly? I couldn't even tell you the last time I even thought about that conspiracy theory.
I didn't even know that was a conspiracy theory. I'm not surprised that it is, but whatever. I mean, Megan Keller, our girl Hillary Knight in Boston, they've been doing, it was interesting to see how each team handled announcing their captains and like sort of the media events that they planned around it. It was so different everywhere. Uh-huh. So in Boston, they had Patrice Bergeron like announce slash welcome Hillary Knight as the captain of the Boston team. And then he dropped the ceremonial puck at their first home game. But then in Montreal, they did something like, it was a little weird, but I guess it's cool. So Cirque du Soleil, Ringo, I'm just going to keep going, guys, because this will be the never ending episode. Cirque du Soleil revealed during their show, they had one of their like Cirque du Soleil performers on ice. I guess they have an ice show in Montreal and they had somebody wearing a Marie Philippe Poulin jersey, with the captain on it, but she was in the audience, you know, watching. So, that was cool. A unique way. And then New York, they just did sort of like a weird, they were on the ice down at 30 Rock or wherever the tree is in New York City. Mm-hmm. And they had, they just like announced it like in front of like the team. It was not nearly as exciting as some of the others did, but that's okay. You know, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. An announcement's an announcement. At least they have captains.
They've got captains. And then the interesting thing I thought, so when I was watching the opening game, the New York Toronto game on New Year's Day before the Winter Classic, they did an interview with one of the like presidents of the league or something in the intermission. And they asked her about not having team names, because it's like, that's very strange to have a new league and not have a name for your team.
Yeah, right.
And she said that their focus was getting the league started, because they had made a promise to the players, and their sole like reasoning for agreeing and doing all this was because they were going to start immediately. Like basically in 6 months, they had to figure out everything from getting equipment to where they're playing and everything in a very short time period. But I think it was rushed because they wanted to get the players on the ice playing and paid and the whole thing. So it's, that was the priority. And they were like, yeah, whatever, we'll figure out the names later. Like, that's not a big deal, because we had to figure out like where we're just going to get equipment from. Like, Okay, well, okay, sure. Like, logistically, that makes sense. Yep, you have to prioritize just like the facts, but I really wish they had waited another year. It just seemed like, I think a lot of the stars that have brought a lot of notoriety to the women's game, I think it was important to get them playing and on the ice ASAP and get just the excitement around the league going before not like taking another year off and not having any women's professional hockey being played. So
I'll take the no team names, but it's fine. I still like the Boston jersey though. Like, I, even though it's like plain, like I still think it's pretty cool.
Are you going to buy it and then buy a new one next year when they actually have team names?
Sorry. Maybe. Probably.
Okay. I'm not.
Probably.
I'm not going
to
invest.
I feel like you have to have something that like is like the original. Like.
Yeah.
God dang it.
What is happening over there? Who are, what is, your phone is blowing up. What are you, what is happening?
I have a detective trying to get in touch with me.
Breezy. What is happening over Christmas? she's got the police after her, guys.
I do.
Okay. Well, you know what? He can wait another 15 minutes, okay? Because this, you're not going anywhere and we got to do this.
I'm not in trouble. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not in trouble.
No, I didn't think
you were. I'm a part of a case, so.
From work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Breezy's big time, guys. Don't mess with it.
Not at all.
The women's league is it's fun to watch. I thought it was an exciting game, the opening game. There was a lot of big hits. That was a big thing that the women had demanded, that they have refs who are going to allow them to hit and not call penalties for stuff like that and let them really play the game. And there were so many interesting differences that I noticed. Like, the women wear earrings on the ice. I was like,
okay.
I wouldn't wear my nice like gold earrings playing hockey. I mean, I know they're wearing like the cage helmet, so it's a little bit different than the guys, but
I feel like it would still hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also thought it was interesting. It looked like some of them might have had makeup on, but I also wasn't looking like that closely at the close-ups, but I was like, that's interesting. I'm like, okay, so there's some, I mean, do you?
Well, yeah, because they got, like, all, like, dolled up and whatnot to, like, their walk-ins with those outfits.
Really putting the men's fashion to shame, for sure. Some of those.
Yeah. The green suit. That was a good one.
Our girl Carly Jackson was rocking, like, a traditional pinstripe, like, men's suit with a tie.
Uh-huh.
She looks so badass. And she's got her head, these, like, the sick shave in her head. She looks
does have that, yeah.
Insane.
I'm trying to watch the video that they posted of the walk-ins, but I don't think that one's on the one that you're referring to.
They're doing a great job with the content for them. I really want to get to know who these players are, though, and learn more about them. And this league, it's interesting with the women, too, because they so many of them are friends because they've played for their national teams.
Right.
And so it's interesting that they all really know each other really well. But there was an interview I was watching that said that the minute they step on the ice, though, they are enemies, and that competition is there, and you'll love to see it. It's great entertainment.
Yeah. I got to add their schedule to my phone. So I like know when the games are going to be on, because I want to watch like as much as I can. I would choose them over maybe a normal NHL game.
Yeah,
dare I say it?
Oh, she said it.
I said it.
She said it. Do you? I don't know that. I mean, I've not really picked a team yet that I want to support.
I picked Boston. I think I already said that because of Hillary. And Megan now, clearly.
I think
I have to.
Yeah, I have to pick Boston because I live so close to there.
I think I might come visit you. It probably won't be this season, though, because I don't think I can make it this season.
Okay.
But I think I might come visit you, and we can go to a game. Also, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about lobster rolls.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we have to go, too. And then they want to know if there's good crab there, too. And I was like, I'm sure, like crab legs, like king crab.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like what we're known for. That's like Maryland crab.
Yeah.
And, like, you get like stone crab down in Florida and like, it's not really a New England thing.
No, but I really want like a lobster roll. That sounds really good.
Well, you have two choices. You can get it buttered or with mayonnaise.
Oh my God, what's better? I guess I gotta try both.
You just try both. I prefer it with like the mayonnaise, like it's tossed in like mayo and sometimes like chives and a little bit of celery. And it makes
I hate celery. I hate celery. I have beef with celery.
Clearly.
I refuse to touch it.
Okay.
Like if I,
Okay, don't touch it. Don't do it.
I hate the smell of it. I hate everything about celery. I have beef with celery.
All right. What did it do to you?
It exists.
Okay.
It's just nasty. Honestly, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Okay. Any other thoughts you've had on the PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Tune in. You can watch it for free on YouTube. They live stream the games on YouTube because
on the broadcasting
is still on cable. It's all over Canada, of course, on the big sports channels in Canada. The US, it's more regional. So if you don't have like NESN or MSG networks, it's a little harder to watch. I don't remember where it's on in Minnesota. I think it's on Bally's. But you can watch it on YouTube. So you have no excuse not to tune in. And I got to...
Just got to go?
Yeah. I got to plan. Okay. I think I'm going to try to go to a game in February in Boston. I'll go down and...
Yeah.
Go see a game in person. See who...
Do you like my fancy cup?
I do like your fancy cup. It looks like a pineapple. Is it a pineapple?
Yeah, my mom loves pineapples.
That's cute.
But it's like the perfect cup that holds my double shot of espresso and over ice. So it's my fancy cup. Yeah.
She fancy. We bad.
I was like, why do we have such fancy cups? She's like, I like them. And I was like, it's like, oh, okay. Whatever.
Okay. Should we talk about Jordan Kyrou? Because we were having arguments. We took the holiday off and we were...
You and I got into it.
About Jordan fucking Kyrou. Like, really? Of all the players? So, here's the backstory.
Jordan, I'm going to cough. Hold on. How do I mute this thing?
It's okay. He plays for we're a mess today, guys. I don't know what to tell you. He plays for the St. Louis Blues, and they let go of their head coach, Craig Berube, who took them to win a Stanley Cup. And when they asked Jordan after the game or after the announcement of the firing of the coach, he said, I've got no comment. He's not my coach anymore. Which the fans in St. Louis did not appreciate. So they booed him at the next game. I think he didn't score and he had like a bad game. And then in a post-game scrum interview, he started getting teary-eyed and emotional when he was asked about being booed by fans. And then the next game, he scored and they posted on social that he got a standing ovation. And this is where Breezy took issue.
I took a major issue because how is that a standing ovation when he scored a home goal? When that's what you do when your team scores a home goal. You stand up and clap. It's not a standing ovation. It's because it didn't last like a long period of time. Like it was like an immediate stand up, goal, yay, sit back down. That was not a standing ovation. And Ray Ray, on the other hand, goes, well, yeah, because everyone stood up. And I was like, so do you, when you're at a Blackhawks game and they score a goal, do you stand up or do you sit down? She goes, I stand up. Duh. Like, point made.
Yeah. I was like, but it was more meaningful because they booed him.
But it was just normal.
It was. I think they were trying normal. To make
they
it.
Were trying to clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah. TMZ of the NHL right there. Clickbait.
China.
Like, that was the stupidest thing. That's.
She was no. real mad. Breezy was real mad.
I was
mad
real mad. It. I was so mad. It was like a 3-day long conversation of me just being like, no, yeah. no, no.
I was like, yeah, it's. I'm like, but it's because he was booed. And so now they're showing their support for him again. I mean, they probably didn't even know it was him who scored. And they just jumped up and were like, yay, we scored. And then they were like, oh, shoot, sit back down. It was Kyrou. We don't like him. We don't like him.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
So yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm. And then one other interesting thing in St. Louis that I didn't know happened, one of their goalies, Joel Hofer. Mm-hmm. He, every time the team scores, he goes to the bench for high fives. And he's been doing this his entire career.
I love that. That's so fun.
I love it too. I don't think, you know, Jordan Binnington is not doing that. Like, that is not his vibe at all.
Jordan Binnington doesn't even have a vibe.
He's got something that he pretends to be, I think.
He's got serial killer vibes, actually. That's the only vibe he gives me.
So, are we sure we can say that? Can we say that?
I don't know. We can do whatever we want.
All right. I don't know if I agree with that, but you can have your opinion. It's something. But shout out for goalie high fives at the bench. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. The other amazing thing that happened during our time off was Minnesota Wild. We've got a prank war happening with Marc-Andre Fleury and Brandon
Always.
Duhame.
Maybe. I don't know. Some of these names sometimes are just like, who knows? Yeah.
Did you see this? Like, what happened? What's going on?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. So,
because I'm not a Minnesota Wild fan, so I don't know these things.
Listen, I follow all the things on social. Okay. And Duhame did a post-game interview and somebody had asked them about Fleury's performance and I think he was coming up, you know, he was almost at 1,000 games and whatever. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, Fleury's been, you know, for a 50-year-old, he's doing great. And like, just totally ramrodded him in this interview. And so Flower started stealing his clothes for like after the game. He stole his shirt. So he had to walk out in his jacket. I don't even know if it was his jacket because it's like a vintage jacket and his pants with no shirt on. And then he still didn't let up. And then he swapped his shoes and he put like these white boots with the fur that go all the way up to the knee. And he had to wear those shoes. He didn't have any other shoes to wear. So good. So good.
Oh my gosh.
I love
That's so funny. That is so funny.
Exactly what we needed. And so Flower has since celebrated his 1,000th game played. Yeah, 1,000 games for Flower. Uh-huh. So kudos to that man. Incredible. They were like,
exciting.
They gave him flowers. There was like flowers all over. They really like went with that.
Yeah, I did see that. That was cool.
And then what is wrong with Roman Josi?
He's feisty. I like got like 3 text messages and I was like passed out. So by the time I woke up, I got the messages and they're like, why is Roman fighting? And I was like, he's fighting? What's happening? So then, and I didn't even respond to the people who like were questioning me because I like went into like full panic mode. I was like, what is happening? And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I still haven't responded. Sorry, guys.
Okay. He dropped the mitts with Alex DeBrincat.
Yeah, random.
It's like the tallest, one of the tallest guys in the league. Okay, probably not facts, but, and then like one of the smallest guys in the league. And they, I guess he just said, like, you want to go? There was like words exchanged and they dropped mitts. And they like, Roman is like laughing the whole time. And he was even laughing when he was being interviewed about it after. Cause it just, like, he was trying really hard.
It's not his character. It's not his character.
And especially to go against DeBrincat, who's half his size, like not in the same.
Yeah, it's like pick on someone your own size, but don't, because you can't mess up your face, buddy. Don't mess up your face.
No. But I liked that DeBrincat was like willing to just go. He's really developed as a player in this league from when he first started. He's come a long way. So, you know, not afraid to go up against Roman Josi. Not sure what that really says, considering that he's not a fighter,
but it's fine. You know what? It's okay that he did that, because I feel like you have to fight at least for a little bit if you are a captain. Like, just for the team.
Yeah, every once in a
while. He was probably like, by the end of the year, I got to fight somebody. And then he was probably like, I ran out of time. I just got to find someone.
You're right. Can you believe we're already, like, we're a month away from the All-Star game?
That's
wild. Almost halfway through the season.
Yeah. The other day I was watching the Kings game and they said, because the Kings haven't played as many games as other teams, and they were at like game 33, and I was like, oh, there's still a lot of hockey left. But then I was like, that goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. So fast.
Yeah. Really, really fast. Yeah. I'm like, wait, the All-Star game is in a month. We're already announcing the players. This is nuts.
Yeah. I'm excited to see who's going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the same people.
A lot of the same.
Well, we should talk about what we did for our break.
I did nothing. I did a whole lot of nothing. It was great. I didn't do any work. I just disconnected. We did lots of walks on the beach with Ringo. I cooked all the meals for
that's the crazy. Holiday.
And I'm a pretty I can make good food. I mean, I'm no like top chef, but what I make is edible and good. And
that's good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. We watched some movies. Didn't do a whole lot. It was really, really nice. Got lots of great Christmas gifts, and I don't celebrate New Year's Eve. I was in bed at 10 o'clock because I just don't care. And I've done it enough over my life already. I've had enough hangovers and parties for one lifetime. So
yeah.
What did you do?
I worked a lot. And then on Christmas, I made some food. I made a roast. We thought it was a prime rib, but it was really a roast, but I treated it like a prime rib, and like it came out like a prime rib, so I was pretty proud of myself.
Nice.
But on Christmas, I did laundry. I washed my bed sheets. I washed my Jeep. I cleaned my bathroom. I cleaned my bedroom. Like it was my one day off, so I was like, I gotta catch up on chores.
Yeah, because you worked, Breezy worked a lot during the holiday.
I did work a lot.
So.
But yeah, and then I found some time to hang out a little bit. I'm really into like off-roading right now with my Jeep. So I went off-roading yesterday. It was really fun. It was really cool. And it started snowing. And I was like, this is so cool. I've only been in the snow twice in my life. And the first time I was in the snow, it barely snowed. And like yesterday, it started to come down. So it was pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah, I got to see some pics. She's really getting some mud on the tires there, as she should with that car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I showed my mom. She's like, so you were off-roading on a normal street? And I said, no, I was on like a trail. Like, it got pretty, pretty narrow for a hot minute. And I was like, it was a trail. There was a cliff on one side. I was going all up. And I was like, but then I had to pull over on the side. And the wheels were, because I couldn't get out of my car on the trail because we were just going, we were driving, but
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I was going to say, who's your hunk of the week this week?
Good question.
Mine's the Seattle Kraken goalie, Joey DeCord. Joey, for getting a shutout at the Winter Classic.
Yeah. I think I told you a couple weeks ago I was a big fan of Jamie Oleksiak. Did I put him as a hunk of the week, or did we not record on that one?
I don't think so.
I'm going to put him because I became obsessed with him again. Again. And so, I mean, we just had the Winter Classic, so I'll say Jamie Oleksiak. I'll keep it in Seattle. We'll do that.
Yeah. And go Blackhawks. Let's go Hawks. I get to actually go to a hockey game and cheer for my team. It's like very rare. Yeah.
Is this your first time seeing Bedard in person? No, you saw him in Seattle.
No.
Didn't you? Oh, no, you didn't.
No.
Oh, yeah, because you saw the Rangers in Seattle. That's right. Rangers. So this is the first time seeing Bedard in person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be like, should I be fangirling? Because he's so much younger and I'm so much older. And oh my God.
Yeah, well, I picked out my outfits for today and for tomorrow. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to experience it. And can't wait to see him play in real life. And hopefully we have a better game than we've had the last couple games. We've got our ass handed to us. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.